Hello and welcome to the From Blah to Badass podcast with me, Suzanne Proxa, your hostess with the mostest, business and empowerment coach for badass new female entrepreneurs and female entrepreneurs who are rocking their businesses while battling chronic illness. Hello and welcome to episode 9 of the From Blah to Badass podcast. Today we're going to talk about crazy easy avenues to promote yourself and your stuff. So let's chat for a second because first of all, seriously, girl, I cannot see you. Like I am not seeing you online. I'm wondering, you know, what do you offer? What is your title? Are you even in business? Do you know what you're doing in your field? Oh, and by the way, did you ever get that email address that I submitted, you know, for that thing? Because it was a pretty big deal for me to give you that, and I don't hear from you. And so your potential customer says, peace out. So I'm not even going to say that I haven't been that chick. I totally have been, like even in the last 2 months. But this is something that as women in business, we need to take advantage of. So first of all, I'm going to assume that you either have this list of things or you're in the process of getting them, okay? So number one would be an email list. Number two, at least one opt-in or freebie. Number three, definitely a Facebook group that's all yours. Four, a Facebook page that's all yours. Five, a following on your personal page as well. And six, other social media outlets. So like Twitter, Instagram, or Pinterest. And then second, I want you to ditch any fear you have of putting yourself out there. This is a business. It is a business. You are here to make money. People expect you to make offers. They expect you to tell people about what you do within a certain balance, of course. You don't want to be out there just promoting all day, but an 80-20 rule is great. So here's how you do that without feeling like a total slime ball. Now, this also assumes that most of you are posting most of what you're posting is value, which gets people some sort of result or aha moment that can help them move forward with whatever problem they're having. So number one, use your email. Ladies, email your list with value a minimum of once per week. If it seems like too much, recycle a blog that you've already written. Share a link to a live video that you've done. If you don't have time to create more mountains of content. So also when you email that list, always, always, always include a PS at the end that offers a discovery call, a free assessment, another freebie, a product or offer, etc. And make sure that your title, you know, what you do is on point and visible so people are reminded what you do. Because believe me, you are not the only one in their inbox. They need to be reminded. Number two, put your freebies on autopilot. Don't have money to run ads? Do not let that discourage you. This doesn't have to be a big problem. Use your social scheduler to put your freebies out there to your Facebook fan page, your Twitter, your Instagram, and your Facebook group. You know, I've got several freebies, so I'm posting one per day. And I typically get at least 2 or 3 subscribers per day for free by using that method. And if you think that doesn't add up, I want you to do the math real quick. What that looks like in a month, in a year, etc. So number three, tell them who you are. Ladies, no doubt you're doing value posts in your group, on your page, possibly even in other groups. You know, if you get 20 to 50 friend requests a day like I do, you know those people don't know you from Adam. You've got to tell them who you are. So make sure that you're adding your name and title at the end of all those posts. And again, a clear title so people know what you do. None of this freaking fluffy stuff I see lately. All right. This helps with the people also that don't click through on your name, because it's all up in their face what you do. Because we count on people to click on our name when we put a post out there so that they can come check us out and see what amazing things we do, but they don't all do it. So this is putting it in their face. And if your title is amazing and they look at that and go, oh my gosh, I need that, and look at this great post that she did, ladies, you are doing something amazing there. So number four, show them your social. I do not get why we're so stinking shy. I get emails every day that are plain Jane. They don't tell me where to find the person. It's crazy. Most email platforms have the ability to add your social links in your emails. So just be like Nike and just do it. You want people to follow you. So if you have the little delightful drag and drop thing where you can drag and drop all the little icons and put your links in there, use it. If you don't have it, if you've got like ConvertKit who hasn't, don't know why, because they're so popular, they don't have that option yet, but you can actually put that in your template. You can create a template. You're just going to have to find somebody to do the HTML for you. So realistically, with any platform, there's really no excuse not to be doing this, okay? Number five, pimp that group of yours. Ah, this is one of your greatest potential ways to get FaceTime with your peeps. I cannot believe how many people I see not promoting their groups. It drives me crazy. Put a link to your group in every stinking email. Put it front and center. Put it in the footer, whatever cranks your tractor. Share your group at least once a week on your page. Promote your group on promo threads that allow it. What better way to get people to see what quality content that you do than to get them into your own group so you can interact with them directly, provide them with value. Then later on, you can pitch to them. You can get them on your email list, etc. It's a great way to do all this. Establish those relationships. So when you promote your group, you need to make sure that you actually have copy that goes with it, okay? If this isn't your jam, get a copywriter quick to do a blurb for you. Seriously, shouldn't cost you more than $50. You want to use that copy. Please, for the love, do not just plunk your group link in a promo thread, because it doesn't tell people what to get. What are they getting? What are they supposed to expect? They don't know. They're not going to click on it. You have to have that copy with it that says, hey, are you a XYZ who is looking to XYZ? Have I got the freaking group for you, lady? If you want a group that's like this, this, and this, come on over too. And then your link. Okay. People want to know what's in it for them. If they're giving an email address, if they're joining a group, this is not easy stuff for people to do. You've got to show them what's in it for them. Number six, promo where you can. Some groups allow promos with three value posts and some allow them with any interaction, really. So take advantage of this shit. Show them what you've got, not only with your value posts, but with the promo post that you're going to do that's surely going to follow. If it's allowed, do a PS, like similar to your emails at the end of each post, with any of the items listed previously in number one. Always, always, always try to add that extra where you can. So the vast majority of these things that we just went through can be done on autopilot with like almost no effort, possibly no effort at all. So never, ever, ever pass up an opportunity to put yourself out there that is this incredibly easy. And so now I want to challenge you to think a little bit about what are you going to do to try to promote yourself out there more. All right. And I want you to report back to me in my group for female entrepreneurs. Fempreneurs.biz will get you there. It does have to be obvious that you're a female entrepreneur or you're not coming in. But I'm sure that if you are a female entrepreneur, a woman in business, you've got that all buttoned down. So for today, I bid you adieu, and I hope that you found some crazy easy things that you can do to promote your badass self, ladies. I hope you loved today's podcast. If you did, be sure to share with friends and throw me a review on iTunes. You can find me on Facebook in my amazing Facebook group for female entrepreneurs at fempreneurs.biz. So until next time, go on with your badass self.